Advice to my younger writing self. Recently, I've had a chance to enact this advice scenario in three dimensions. Two talented students from my court-hold RLF post are now writing historical novels of their own. I've been mentoring them both outside of school because I believe in them. This summer, I decided to bring them together for a weekend of creative writing exercises based on their own work. They bonded, they were challenged and comforted one another. Now they exchange chapters. They're both near the ends of their first proper drafts. I'm as proud as a cat with kittens. And this would be my first advice to my younger, lonely writing self. Find writer friends. Work with them. They are the only people in your life who will understand the power and the tricksiness of the written word. And find a mentor with experience who will put you through some rigorous paces. Another advice to my younger writing self would be to leave well alone. My very first attempt at writing was to tell the story of the death of my beautiful and possibly glamorous grandmother during the Second World War. Recently, I spent many hours with my father talking about his war, about his horse confiscated from a German officer, about eating leaves and snails. But when we reached the point of talking about his mother's death, he closed down. "I will not talk about that," he said quietly. And I felt duly ashamed for having thought to use that personal pain as a lever for writing. Some things deserve the honour of silence. Know them. I would also tell my younger writing self, go to poetry classes. Let me explain. Even though I am strictly a novelist, I go to poetry classes frequently. I attend in costume, by which I mean in the voice or head of one of my characters. I write dramatic monologues for them. I write sestinas and sonnets in their voices. Later, I smooth it all out into prose. Poetry forces you to intensify and condense your writing. Poetic form forces you into mental contortions unheard of in prose. Those contortions provide sudden, unexpected insights. The creative endorphins reliably produce a certain euphoria and a new way to connect with your work. Also, poets are great company. Their focus is impressive. They care not at all about market forces or deadlines. They are pure beings, although they are also often filthy fun. Lastly, I would say to my younger writing self, to shut up and listen more often. All around you, people are saying wise, tragic, and beautiful things. Adopt a filter with a coarser mesh. Let more things in. Do not edit life before it enters you and your writing.